I'm joined now, I'm delighted to say, by Archbishop of Canterbury, the Most Reverend Rowan Williams, who is in our radio car in the precincts of Canterbury Cathedral. Good morning. Thanks for joining us, Archbishop.
Thank you, Alan. Good morning.
Is there a special service taking place at the cathedral this morning, then?
Yes, the 11 o'clock Holy Communion service this morning has a special preacher who's a priest from New York who was there on 9/11 and was very much involved in the ministry that his church had locally after the terrible events of that day.
You were yourself in New York when the World Trade Center was attacked. How close were you to the events?
Well, I was at a building belonging to Trinity Church, a couple of blocks away from Ground Zero, a few hundred yards. And we were there for a meeting. I'd flown in the night before, and I was meeting with a number of clergy and people who were involved in spiritual counselling, spiritual direction, and we were going to have a day together recording some of our discussions. So we were just getting ready to meet when things changed.
When you realised the horror of what was happening in front of you, was your faith challenged at all?
Well, the first thing that we all did when we realised what was going on, we were gathered in a darkened room looking some of the television monitors. The first thing we wanted to do, of course, was to sit and pray, and that's what we did. So I don't think anybody at that moment started thinking, oh, maybe I've got my faith wrong. The question was, what do I do with my faith? And I think that was one of the deep moments, that everybody just wanted to do that, to pray together. And we did that as we heard the unforgettable noise of the first tower coming down.
A scene utterly horrific. And what do you say to those that say, you know, God couldn't have been there at that moment?
Well, it's a story I've told before, but perhaps you'll let me tell it again, that the morning after, I was in the street in New York wearing my clerical dress, and somebody came up to me and said, so where was God yesterday? And all I could think of to say was, God was in all those people who were struggling to help, all those in the emergency services, all those who spoke words of love or kindness to one another as they faced death. That was where God was. And I can't give a theoretical explanation, but I know that's what people experienced. That was what the reality was.
The various faith communities responded to the tragedy and worked harder to understand each other in the months following the attack. And it was a defining moment in our attitudes towards Muslims. Are you concerned that these attitudes don't seem to have changed very much?
I think they're changing very slowly. I think because the immediate aftermath of 9/11 really just confirmed some people's deeply negative stereotypes, and there was quite a lot in the public domain that reinforced that. It was always going to take time. I think people work, don't they, with big images, big pictures. This was a big picture of what they thought was Islamic. And, you know, it's completely false, but that's what people thought. And that's why I think it takes other big pictures. It takes the big story of someone's generosity, someone's forgiveness to break through. And I think, actually, this last summer, the extraordinary response from the Muslim gentleman in Birmingham who'd lost his son in the riots, that's a big picture, that's a big moment that gives a completely different picture, a different message about Islam.
We're perhaps even more suspicious of the stranger, the foreigner in our midst now. Do you think that'll ever change now?
It's very deeply ingrained in human beings, isn't it, that suspicion of what's strange and what's foreign. The only answer is to make a friend of the stranger. The only answer, in the long run, is at the local level where you build trust, you build relationship. And one of the really interesting and fruitful things in the last few years has been the development in the UK of a Christian-Muslim forum, which has concentrated on building relationships, building trust very much at local level, getting people involved together in community projects, in issues affecting their children, their families, their local communities. And on that basis, I think something lasting grows.
There was, and there remains, the question of forgiveness. Some people, like our guest this morning, I don't know if you heard Cheryl McGuinness talk so openly and so very movingly. She talks readily about forgiveness. Many others can't or won't face it. Do you understand that?
I do understand it, and I don't think you can, as it were, hurry the process of forgiving. It's not for me to forgive on somebody else's behalf, somebody who's lost the person closest to them because of the violence and the hatred of another person. I can't forgive that other person for them. I can only say, well, forgiveness is possible, and tell stories like that of Cheryl.
Why should someone forgive, though, Archbishop?
I think we've already heard, in a sense, in your previous interview, because if you don't, that event, that loss, and that violence goes on imprisoning you. It's something that eats away at you. And so many people who find it difficult to forgive, or who look back on a time when they were not able to forgive someone, will say, it ate me up, it was destroying me. And forgiveness then is a moment of freedom. It's not about denying justice. It's not about denying the evil of what's been done. Forgiveness is not saying it doesn't matter or it wasn't real. Quite the contrary, it's immensely hard work just because it's so real.
You were there, your life was threatened in a way. Do you forgive?
Insofar as I could have been a victim of the day, I feel yes. I don't want to be shut up in resentment and terror because of that. I would hope that in some unimaginable future, and we know it is unimaginable, victims and the people of violence can somehow come together, and that I just stake my faith, my life, on saying I want to be part of that.
Archbishop, thank you so much for joining us this morning.